And Furthermore by Judy Dench, as told to John Miller, read by Samantha Bond. Preface.
Hello, this is Judy Dench. I don't in any way consider this to be an autobiography. I've neither the time nor the skill to write one. And John Miller has covered much of my life in his 1998 biography, the 70th birthday book from my friends, which he edited, and the illustrated scenes from my life we assembled together. So when Ion Truin approached me about this new volume, I hesitated for a long time. Eventually, he persuaded me that, told in my own voice, filling gaps and remembering much that John Miller did not know or did not include in his biography, was more than sufficient justification for a new and updated account. I said that I supposed in that case we might entitle it And Furthermore, as a follow-up to those earlier books. I hasten to add that this is not, I hope, the final word, since I've often expressed the wish to emulate my dear friends and mentors, John Gielgud and Peggy Ashcroft, both of whom continued working right to the end. I have enjoyed, and still am enjoying, a wonderful life, and made some friendships I cherish deeply, many of which appear in these pages, and that is one of the most important reasons why I'm happy to put all this on the record. And here is one of these friends, and she's going to read the rest of the book, Samantha Bond.
Chapter 1. Early Days, 1934 to 1957. I can hardly believe that it's more than half a century since I first stepped on the stage of the Old Vic Theatre, and into a way of life that has brought me the most rewarding professional relationships.